Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We are going to continue talking about the greatest show on earth today. We are talking about, no, not a Michael Jackson concert because he's dead now. But what we are talking about is the circus. It's the next best thing to a Michael Jackson concert.
The circus is kind of cool, but they're not anything alike. I don't know why you're comparing a circus to a Michael Jackson concert.
Well, it's a show here. So a Michael Jackson concert could be considered a great show. But when you see this term, the greatest show on earth, the first thing you think about is the circus. And you might think that the circus is just for kids, but hey, if you go to a circus, you might change your mind on that because these people can do some amazing things.
They really can. And some of these people have been training for years of their lives. These acrobats are quite gifted. A lot of them are very young because I think once you get older, you would probably make more mistakes and fall. The young people are awfully agile. We learned that means that they can twist and turn their bodies very easily. It's a tough gig. Now, the clowns aren't very talented. They just run around and do silly things. But it's the acrobats that I really admire.
Right, and acrobats are pretty cool. And I think circuses have also evolved to appeal to modern audiences.
Uh-huh.
For instance, the Moscow Circus did some other things. They actually had some motorcycles kind of going inside this big metal ball.
Oh, I heard about that, yeah.
That you wouldn't have seen in circuses, say, 50 years ago.
No.
And so they're adjusting to the times, and so they're still going strong. And, hey, one of the world's most famous circuses is Cirque du Soleil, which is going to be here in town this month. So check it out, and that's why we're discussing circuses in today's program. Well, let's get to it, everybody. Let's talk about this article after we listen to today's lesson read in its entirety.
There are several key figures in the evolution of the modern circus. One was British horseman Philip Astley, the first entertainer to use a ring for his shows. He later added clowns, jugglers, and others who performed between the horse acts to create the first modern circus. Another pioneer was American entrepreneur P.T. Barnum. His skills as a promoter brought circuses to the masses in the U.S. His company, which used the slogan, "The Greatest Show on Earth," was the first to use trains to transport circus equipment from place to place. Russian circuses have also achieved worldwide fame since the Moscow State Circus began touring internationally in the 1950s. The acrobats were trained using the same gymnastic program that has brought the Russians so much success in sporting events. China is another country with a tradition of acrobatics, and the Chinese State Circus is also a big draw all around the world. Perhaps the biggest and most successful circus of the modern era is Cirque du Soleil, which was founded in Quebec, Canada in 1984. The circus incorporates music and dance from all around the world into its performances, creating a unique atmosphere for every show. Cirque du Soleil's newest show combines pop legend Michael Jackson's music, dance moves, and creative genius with its own marvelous style. Michael Jackson, the Immortal World Tour, recreates what it was like to attend one of Jackson's incredible concerts. The circus will be holding 5 shows in Taipei this month, so don't miss out on the opportunity to catch one of the greatest shows on earth.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about today's article, okay? Is that okay? Do I have your permission?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, again, where we left off, we were talking about circuses and how they evolved since the 1970s. And, well, now they focus on more circus skills and theatrical techniques. And there are several key figures in the evolution of the modern circus, how it has changed and how it has come to be the circus that we all know and love now. Now, one was British horseman Philip Astley. He was the first entertainer to use a ring for his shows. circuses did not always have rings, and he thought, hey, I'm going to have this ring there to have the show inside of. I don't know when it evolved into a three-ring circus, but that's what I think of when I think of a circus, that it will have three rings.
Three big tops?
No, all in one tent.
Oh,
at least
okay.
The circus I saw when I was a kid, they had the three rings there, and sometimes they would have one performance. The guy would say, we direct your attention to the center ring.
Oh, cool.
And there'd be a show there, etc. Sometimes they'd have stuff going on simultaneously in all three rings.
So it's kind of like a round stage, but it's on the ground. So that's how they set it up. He later added clowns, jugglers, and others. A juggler is someone who's able to keep several things in motion in the air at the same time. Picture someone who throws up three oranges and can keep juggling them so one doesn't fall to the ground.
And we also have people who perform between the horse acts to create the first modern circus. Again, this is what Philip Astley introduced to the circus. And so now it kind of evolved into the circus that we all know nowadays. Now, another pioneer in the circus was American entrepreneur P.T. Barnum. And that's where we get Barnum and Bailey's Circus.
Mm-hmm.
A pioneer, well, usually a pioneer is somebody who explores a new area, but also a pioneer can be a person who is among the first to introduce some new ideas to some kind of field of study or some kind of entertainment or whatever. So, yeah, he kind of introduced some new ideas to the circus.
If you're an entrepreneur, you're someone who starts their own business. You don't have a boss. You are the boss, and you're willing to risk losing all of the money that you invest in your business just to own your own company. A lot of people in Taiwan are entrepreneurs. They own and run their own businesses. Well, this guy, P.T. Barnum, was also an entrepreneur. He made a lot of money, and he decided he would use his money and his skills as a promoter to come up with even a cooler idea for a circus. He's the one who actually came up with the famous slogan, "The Greatest Show on Earth." Now, if you're a promoter, you promote something, meaning you advertise it, you tell people about it, you get people excited about it. He was very good at getting attention for his own circus.
Right, to support something, to encourage it, to get people to be interested in it. So he promoted the circus, hence he was a promoter. And he brought circuses to the masses in the U.S. Here the masses just refers to lots and lots of people in the United States in the various places, not just in the big cities, but out in the countryside as well. His company, which used the slogan, "The Greatest Show on Earth," was the first to use trains to transport circus equipment from place to place. So they were the ones who did it at the beginning. They would use trains. If you were lucky, you could see a circus train going past. You might be able to see all the animals and stuff
cool.
on that train. Must have been quite a sight to see. Of course, those circus trains are long gone, but in any case, they were a part of American culture for a very long time.
Did we talk about famous slogans? A slogan is a word, or usually a phrase, or some sort of sentence. That's easy to remember, and people use it to attract attention to different things they're doing. There can be political slogans. I remember Obama was, "Yes, we can." That was his big slogan. There are advertising slogans, marketing slogans. For Nike, for a long time, it was "Just do it." You know, put those shoes on and go exercise. Their slogans are phrases that people use to advertise their whatever they're doing. It could be a product, or, as I said earlier, it could be a political campaign that they're running.
Exactly. And here, the slogan he was using for his circus was "The Greatest Show on Earth." And again, if you transport something, you move something from one place to another. When I think of transport, I think of moving things, not people so much, from place to place, from one town to another. Now, Russian circuses have also achieved worldwide fame. Well, that's no coincidence, because I was just talking about the Moscow Circus, which came to Taiwan some years ago. Worldwide means all over the world, worldwide fame. They're famous all over the world.
Yeah, if something is worldwide, it means it exists in all parts of the world, or it's happening worldwide. It means it's happening everywhere in the world. Well, he achieved fame, so a lot of people around the world knew this circus. They thought, wow, the Russian circuses are the best. So they really gained a lot of fame during that time. They began touring internationally in the 1950s. So before that, they were just in Russia, of course. And if you go internationally, you leave your own country and you go abroad to other countries.
Indeed. So the circus began to tour to other countries way back in the 1950s. The acrobats were trained using the same gymnastic program that has brought the Russians so much success in sporting events. Before they were the Soviets, the Soviet Union, we had those Russian gymnasts winning all those gold medals. Remember Olga Korbut from the Soviet Union? These Russians would train these gymnasts to win gold medals. And, hey, I guess they also ended up training these acrobats for the circuses. Remember, as we said earlier, acrobats and gymnasts are very similar, but an acrobat is part of a performance.
Yeah, and the acrobats are usually swinging from very high positions. So if they fall, they literally could die. The gymnasts typically aren't in a high enough position to kill themselves if they fall.
Although they can get seriously injured.
They can
I think a Chinese gymnast was seriously injured at the Atlanta Games.
If you fall on your neck, you're in trouble.
It can happen, so be careful. It can be very dangerous to do gymnastics and acrobatics at the circus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Russians, of course, had a lot of success in sporting events, which means anything having to do with sports, whether it be some kind of a baseball game or a basketball game or track and field events, they're all part of sporting events.
And, of course, China is another country with a tradition of acrobatics. A lot of those kids that I see in Cirque du Soleil are actually Asian kids who are very, very flexible, and they're tiny, and they can do these tricks that are astounding. It's amazing. Oh, when I watch the people perform in Cirque du Soleil, I sit there and I gasp a lot. I do, because I'm so afraid they're going to fall and hurt themselves.
They've been training for many hours a day, for many months, many years, so it's probably okay. And the Chinese State Circus does that as well, and it's also a big draw all around the world. Draw here means it's a big attraction. We're using the word draw here as a noun to mean an attraction, but the verb form to draw means to bring things closer to you, to attract things to you. So, in other words, anytime the Chinese State Circus is in town, lots of people are going to go see it.
Yeah, it's a big draw, meaning a lot of crowds come, a lot of tickets are sold, so it's a very, very popular event. I know that I'm looking forward to seeing some of these circuses soon in Taiwan.
Me too. Well, it's time now to look forward to listening to our Chinese teacher. Let's do that right now.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 我们今天要继续来探讨同一篇文章。我们要看看马戏团它怎么的发展跟演进。提到现代马戏团表演，它的发展历史当中有几位关键的人物。好，这边先注意到这个名词 evolution， 在前面那一段里头，我们其实有看到它的动词 evolve， 这里就是它的名词演化、进化。那谈到关键人物里头，第一位要讲的是一位英国的马术师，他叫做 Philip Astley。那他是第一位用圆形的马戏场来表演的人，他用到 ring 就是一个圆环、圆形的场地。那他后来呢，就是在他的马术表演当中，他会穿插小丑、杂耍的人，还有其他的人，这样来穿插演出，然后创造出了第一个现代的马戏团。另外还有一位关键人物，这位先驱者，我们看到 pioneer 讲的就是先驱。这位先驱者是一位美国人，那他是一个企业家，他叫做 P.T. Barnum。Barnum 呢，他的技巧是什么？他主办的技巧是把马戏团带向美国的大众。这边 the masses， mass 这个字有一个团体、群体、一堆东西那个感觉，但是这边指的就是大众，观众们，让大家都来看马戏团。而他的这个表演团呢，他使用了一个我们今天都还在用的 slogan 就是表示标语，这个标语就是 The greatest show on earth， 万秀之王。 那此外他们其实也就是首创呢用列车把这种马戏团装备运送到世界各地的这家公司。好，再来下一段呢，我们继续来看还没有其他世界知名的马戏团呢？当然有的，先看俄罗斯，他们有国立莫斯科大马戏团，他们从1950年代就开始巡回国际了。那从那时候起，俄罗斯的马戏团可以说是举世闻名。那他们的表演其实有一点比较特别要提的，就是他们用的课程是根据俄罗斯的体操课程，而这个体操课程其实就帮俄罗斯在这种 sporting events 也就是体育盛事当中获得非常大的成功。那他们沿用这一套的课程来运用在马戏团的训练里。再来就是中国了，我们看看在中国呢也是有杂技表演传统的国家。我们有说到中国的马戏团，它其实在世界各地一样的受到瞩目。我们看看这个 draw 这个字， draw 其实在这里当名词， a big draw 就相当于说 a big attraction， 可以说它吸引了全世界的目光。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue our lesson for today. We just got done talking about a couple of famous modern circuses or contemporary circuses, the Moscow State Circus, which began in the 1950s, and, of course, we've got the Chinese State Circus, whom I hope travel internationally because I'd like to see them perform, although I'm not sure they would come to Taiwan, but I guess there's a little bit more contact between the mainland and Taiwan now, so hopefully they'll come. But perhaps the biggest and most successful circus of the modern era is Cirque du Soleil, which was founded in Quebec, Canada, back in 1984. I'm assuming most of you know this, but Canada has two official languages, English and French, and the province of Quebec is almost entirely French-speaking.
Uh-huh.
So hence, we've got Cirque du Soleil from Quebec, and of course the name here is in French.
I actually had a voice coach that I studied with who was from Quebec, and her English was very poor.
Really?
Yeah, she really just spoke French.
It's
so
true. A lot
kind
of people.
Interesting.
I understand in Quebec, if you get into the country, they won't necessarily know any English. So you might want to brush up on your Francais if you go to Quebec. And this was founded or established or begun, organized, put together, way back in 1984, oh, so many years ago.
Wow, that was a long time ago. Well, this circus incorporates music and dance from all around the world. You'll see lots of different styles. When you go and see Cirque du Soleil, they have a lot of original music, original dancing. The makeup and the costumes are quite creative. It's an amazing performance. It's really theatrical, you could say. Now, when you incorporate something, it just means you include it in something else. So in their show, they include music and dance from all over the world. And they really do create a unique atmosphere for every show, and they change their shows periodically. They have themes. It's not like they speak dialogue, but they have different music, and the actors are different. The dances all change. The music is all new. It's very creative.
Right. Unique means very one of a kind, only one of a kind, something you won't see anyplace else. So it's very interesting. It has themes and stuff like that. Actually, I missed Cirque du Soleil when they came to Taiwan, about 5-6 years ago or so? Don't remember
here,
how long ago it was. And I think you've mentioned before that you've actually seen them perform, right?
Yeah, I saw them in New York, and I had a really great seat because my firm bought tickets for us. I was amazed. It's the most amazing performance I had seen. You don't expect it. I had gone to ordinary circuses as a kid. Cirque du Soleil is about 100 times more exciting than a regular circus, at least to me.
Wow, so when they come to Taiwan, you better take advantage of your opportunity to go check them out if they're 100 times better than any circus that Stephanie has ever seen.
Now, the tickets are not cheap. They're expensive, but you're paying for quite a show.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It is.
If you have to borrow money, if you have to sell your car or mortgage your house, it's going to be worth it.
Yeah, well, this upcoming show that they're going to be presenting in Taiwan includes Michael Jackson's music and dance moves. So this is one you don't want to miss.
Michael Jackson. I think even young people know about Michael Jackson. You know, Billie Jean. Not my lover. She's just a girl, etc. He's had lots of songs in the past, and unfortunately he's not with us anymore, but his music lives on the radio and also through Cirque du Soleil. So they're combining pop legend Michael Jackson's music and his dance moves like the moonwalk and also his creative genius. A genius here. Well, a person can be a genius, a really smart guy, but in this sense, genius means the way your mind works and how you are so smart. So he's got this creative genius, this creative brain or mind. So it's a combination and also combined with Cirque du Soleil's own style.
Mm-hmm.
We're describing it as a marvelous style. Marvelous is from the word marvel, and a marvelous is something really amazing, really awesome, something that makes your jaw drop. Oh, wow. That is so cool. That is so marvelous. It's really amazing.
If you're talking about a legend as someone who's very famous or someone who's very important, who's known for something or doing something very well, they're very, very, very successful. Well, Michael Jackson, of course, is a legend because he had so many hits while he was alive, and he also invented and created some own his own dance moves that we'd never seen before. He had his own style. I kind of miss Michael Jackson. I wanted to go to see him on his last tour, but he died shortly before his tour was to begin. The tour that he had tried to practice and rehearse for was called the Immortal World Tour. So immortal just means to never die or to live forever. We also use it to say that something will be remembered forever or will last forever. And that was going to be his final tour, but sadly, he died just a few months before he was ready to go on tour.
Oh, no. Well, at least Jackson, or at least Janet Jackson is still alive. She might go on tour someday, but I don't think she can match the talent and genius of her dear brother.
No.
But immortal, as you said, means without death. Mort, M-O-R-T, means death in Latin. So immortal means without death, being able to live forever. And so I guess Cirque du Soleil is kind of a paying homage to him by having this immortal world tour in his place. And it recreates what it was like to attend one of Jackson's incredible concerts. Incredible means unbelievable, because credible here just means believable. So incredible means you just can't believe it. It's so amazing. You must be dreaming.
Tom used a phrase earlier that you won't see in the article. He said, Cirque du Soleil is paying homage to Michael Jackson.
I said that?
Yeah, to pay homage to means you do something out of respect for that person, and you kind of copy something they used to do as a way to honor them.
Ooh.
So it's a great honor to Michael Jackson that they've chosen his music and his dance moves to incorporate, remember our word incorporate, into their own new show.
Exactly. And the circus, Cirque du Soleil, will be holding 5 shows in Taipei this month, so don't miss out on the opportunity to catch one of the greatest shows on earth. So don't miss out on this chance, on this opportunity. If you miss out on something, that means you've lost the chance to experience something. It's too late. You didn't react fast enough. That's what happened to me when Cirque du Soleil were here last time. Scheduling problems, and we were doing this and doing that. Yeah, we need to get tickets for that. Okay, but I got to do this first. And eventually, we just forgot all about it.
Aww.
So we missed out on the opportunity to see one of the world's greatest circuses.
We often will say you miss out on something, but you can also say, oh, you really missed out. If a friend of yours doesn't go to a party you have and you had a great time at the party, when you see them the next day, you could say, oh, it's too bad you weren't able to come. You really missed out. But here we're using it with the preposition on. You missed out on something. You missed out on a great time.
I am not going to miss out on Cirque du Soleil this time, and neither should all of you. You've got plenty of chances here. 5 shows in Taipei this month. Make sure you can get those tickets in time. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
好，接下来看了出没在俄国，在中国不能够不提到的是世界上最大最成功的马戏团，这个马戏团就是太阳剧团。好，谈到太阳剧团，它来自加拿大，它在加拿大的魁北克省这里创立的，时间是1984年。那这个马戏团呢，它把世界各地的音乐还有舞蹈都全部融入了他的表演，所以呢，他为每一场的秀可以说创造出一种 unique atmosphere， 一种独特的氛围，跟别人当然是完全不同。我们另外注意到前面这里谈到这个马戏团融入音乐这个动词 incorporate 就有点像 integrate， 也就是你把什么东西融入里面。好，再来我们再看最后这一段哦。最后这段要看到太阳剧团他们最近有什么表演呢？他最新的一个表演是把流行歌手 Michael Jackson 他的音乐舞蹈创意通通做成了他的马戏团的演出。好，我们看到 legend 这个字， legend 是传奇，如果说一个人是 legend， 可以说是他的故事实在是太特别让人难忘，所以就像一则传奇故事一样，所以提到 Michael Jackson 我们可以用 legend 这个字来说他。再来他这个表演啊，提到说他用到了 Michael Jackson 的什么 genius， genius 其实就是天分。好，那我们来看这个表演他的题目标题叫做 Michael Jackson The Immortal World Tour， 我们中文把它翻成 Michael Jackson 不朽传奇世界巡回表演。好，其中一个代表不朽的就是 immortal 这个字呢，我们常常用在希腊神话里面，提到这些神是 immortal， 那我们人类其实就是 mortal， 可是对于 Michael Jackson 来说，他可以说是一桩不朽的传奇。好，再来往下，下面说这个表演呢，它可以说重现了这个去 Michael Jackson 他的演唱会的那种感觉。而提到 Michael Jackson 他的演唱会是一则 incredible concerts， 那可以说是简直非常的棒，令人不敢置信的棒。好，最后这一句话提到，哎，太阳剧团他这个月他会在台北表演5场，所以他要大家 don't miss out on the opportunity。不要错过这场的机会哦，去看这个万秀之王的大好机会。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We're out of time. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
My name is Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.